Just briefly, thinking along what he was saying in Genesis chapter 1, where Satan came and, you know, and tempted Eve. And I think the question there is that if you eat the fruit, then you will be like God. He kind of initiating, and this is the temptation that is there. It's like you can be like God outside of God. Mm-hmm. It's like you can know God outside of God. And I think that's what is happening in the world. That's what is happening. And actually, and that's the other foolishness. You know? In other words, of course, Adam was wise and Eve rich, wise, but the temptation came in and he said, actually you can be like God, you know, outside of him. You can be wise like him. And in actual sense, what happened was that actually Adam and Eve became foolish. And that's why I think, coming back to what he was saying in 1 Corinthians 2:14, that's why they cannot understand the things of God. So he removed Adam from understanding the things of God by just saying you can know and understand him and be like him outside of him, bringing him to a place where actually he cannot understand and know God. And that's where the world is. That's how everything is. You know, when you see what is happening in the world, is people tend to think they can know God that way. Recently we had elections in Uganda, and there was this Speaker of Parliament. They elected a Speaker of Parliament, and she had the Bible, you know, swearing in on Friday. Then on Saturday she was in the shrine, and they asked her, why did you do that? What, you had the Bible, but then on Saturday you're in the shrine? And she cannot tell the difference. But she, one side she says, I know God, this is the way, you know. And this is what is happening in the world. But I just love the thinking that Christ came back to bring. He brought the opportunity. He brought this opportunity back to the world where we can believe God and have the Holy Spirit, as Pastor Jablan was saying, have the Holy Spirit in us that will cause us to know God. And not only that, but also Christ brought this opportunity for us to be again formed in the image of God, you know. Again, be not first be like God, but again have that life that we had lost, you know. And Christ brought back that, and that's the work that actually we celebrate. That's the perfect work. That's the work that. And you know, through that, that's the only way we can know him, with whatever we go through in life. And life is about that. Life is about knowing God. But God, of course, did a perfect work. When you read Deuteronomy, I think Deuteronomy 32, you see Moses is going to die, and as he's going to die, he's worried. Not worried, but knowing the people, the group of people he was with, he says, I know you're going to rebel against God. But he wants them to know something, that even when they rebel against God, he kind of like sang a song when he was going to die for them. And in the song he speaks about ascribing greatness to the Lord, and he talks about his work is perfect. And why? Because he wanted them to know that what God does, it's perfect. What we do is not perfect, though we try to do A, B, C, D, try to perfection it. it's not that perfect, but what God does is perfect. And that's the work that He's doing in us. But that work is about knowing Him. That's it. There's no any other. Romans chapter 8, the pressure on the outside. Pastor Shara spoke about the submarine and how it endures the pressure going down, but actually it's designed to endure that pressure, and the whole inside mechanic is designed to handle the pressure on the outside. And so, and when we received Jesus Christ, He made us that way. Of course, the pressure is there, but Jesus and the Holy Spirit in us helps us to endure the pressure around, and that's the work that actually He has done and He's continuing to do and He's doing in our lives. And it's knowing Him, you know, it's knowing Him. And so in Uganda, that's what the ministry is all about. Because there is no way, whatever opportunity, whatever happens in our lives, it's an opportunity for us to know Him, because He's in us, He's working, He will work in us, and that work is to know Him. And that's the mind that Pastor Jablan was talking about, the mind of Christ growing in that. I would say that, and maybe coming, but this is maybe a little bit off, but coming to what you said when we had just come, because it provoked my thinking, when you said that God's breath, I think, when it's going out, it goes out from the mouth, because it says, but He might have not breathed it through the nostrils. That's what it says. He breathed when He created Adam. It says that He breathed that breath of life through the nostrils. But also, on the other hand, what God does, He does it. It's perfect. We have a fallen nature, but still what God does is perfect. But more so, the finished work that He has done in our lives. So maybe just that's what I wanted to say, that what He's doing in us, I mean, the work that He's doing in us is perfect, and the work is just to know Him. That's it. Yeah, there's pressure around. We go through a lot of things in life, but He's in us. He's doing the work. Through whatever we go through, we get to know Him. Amen.